Blog Talk Radio. wanna know. I gotta know. You're the only thing that matters. You're the only thing that matters. I gotta know. Tell me what moves you. I gotta know. The Lord say, you do. Hear the Lord say, it's you that move me. When you begin to sing, when you begin to be, it's you that move me. You without the talent, you without the performance. Oh, I'm so moved by your authenticity. You really move me. You blow me away. Says you blow him away. You blow him away. When you just be who you were meant to be, his heart is moved by you. You blow him away. You blow him away. The ones I've been praying in a while, you blow him away. Yes, you do. You blow him away. You that just got the divorce, I'm telling you, you blow him away. You that's been bouncing around from home to home, you blow him away.
It's just so amazing when you really just break that down and you just think about, man, God, how good you are, and I just want to love you. I just want to show my gratitude. I want you to know how much I love you and how much I think about you. But God, I know that I can do better. I know I can do more. And, you know, I used to have a little rock. It's a little rock. And I put it in my pocket. And in my pants pocket. And sometimes I'm just walking, I'm just doing life and doing things and not even thinking about anything. I'm not thinking about God. I'm just doing life, running around, probably thinking about when's the last time I ate, right? Thinking about food or something like that. Not really thinking about anything else important. And then, you know, I will like put my hand in my pocket to grab, to look for some money or my wallet or whatever. I'm just reaching in my pocket. And then I feel the rock in my pocket. And I feel it in my hands. And now, and every time I felt that rock, I called it my gratitude rock. And so every time I felt that rock, I just started thanking God. I started thinking about God and how much I appreciate him and how much I appreciate my friends, how much I appreciate my parents, how much I appreciate my job, my children, and it's really important that we have gratitude. Gratitude means so much. It's like you understand that you have something that you don't deserve. And you just show in your heart, oh my God, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that my child was born healthy. I'm so grateful. So grateful that I made the decision not to do drugs, because I probably would have been like my friends who did do drugs. Not all of them, but some of them did do it, and some of them could not get off of it, and some of them lost their life because of it. So I have to show my gratitude, because so easily I could have went down that same route, that same route, that same direction, that same dark road. I could have destroyed myself. And so I have to make sure I always say I'm grateful. Of course, I'm grateful for my Savior. Of course. Who loves you more than that? That they were willing, be willing to die and did die for you so that you would be blessed. I don't know anyone that would just straight out die for me. Don't even know me. Someone that don't even know me. Maybe created me, but didn't get to see my character like we human beings do. God has a different thing going on. That you can't even, our minds are not big enough to understand or grasp, his thoughts and who he is and why he is who he is and why he did for us what he did. Our minds can't grasp that. And the craziest thing, God created us in his own image. So we have some things like God. But he gave us a mind that he only allowed us to use 10% of it. 10%? 10%? I mean, that's how much we give to the church out of our paycheck. 10%. God only allowed us to use 10% of our minds. So our minds must be amazing. That other 90%, it's got to be something amazing. And it is a reason for everything that God does. So anyway, I want you to just recognize how important it is to be grateful for the gifts and for the blessings, for the things that you don't even think about. You need to think about them. Waking up this morning, we don't think about that. We don't think about the fact that when our minds tell our hands to move and they move, we don't think about that. That's a gift. There's people that can't do that. Just, I have a cousin and his hands were locked closed. He couldn't get out the bed by himself. Someone had to help him out the bed. We need to be grateful. There's so much to be grateful for, right? Some people can't even talk. Some are blind, can't even see. We need to be great. There's so many things that we just take for granted. We don't recognize how blessed we are. That we have a home. We have some place to call home. We complain about there's, you know, dirty this and dirty that, dirty car, dirty house, dirty, you know, I need to do this. There's no food. I got to go to the store and get food. I don't feel like going to the store. Some people can't go to the store. And so it's just, sometimes we just need to take a step back and realize the miracle that we're sitting in. And realize the grace of God. Realize, I get stuff all the time. I'm seeing children, tons of them sleeping in the bed together that don't even know each other in other countries. And they have them in these little tiny places. And so sad. And, you know, and donating money and to help them and to help figure it out. They're born and it's like craziness. Like, you know, we see these animals and the SPCA and people are trying to save the animals and stuff. They are human beings that are just like that. And it's hard to believe, but I see it all the time. And so I just pray that we pray to God and say thank you. Thank you. Take a moment out. Spend time with God. Spend time with him. He loves you. You are blessed. You remember what I talked about last week, right? Activating God's words through your faith. Remember? Your faith. God's just waiting for you. Activate his promises. By using your faith and trusting him. Wow. So, you know, I'm just so excited to be here and to be doing this here with you guys. I want to play a song for you that I played today in church. And it was on. It was beautiful. And it just touched my heart. It's called Gratitude. And we just talked about it. So this is by Brandon Lake. And just listen to the words, okay? And thank you for tuning in. We are just here just to praise God and try to be a blessing to the kingdom, to be a blessing to each other, you know? In other words, doing the opposite of what the devil wants us to do. And chasing the light of Christ. So listen, take a minute, listen. I'll be back. I just want to spend some time with you. And so thanks for hanging out on this beautiful Sunday with us here at Solar Records Radio.
How could I express all my sing these songs as I often do, but every song must end and you never.
God, you are just amazing, and thank you so much for loving us and blessing us and keeping us and showing us the way. Father, we thank you so much for all that you've done for us. Thank you for the Bible, the basic instructions before leaving earth. Thank you for the 23rd Psalm. Thank you so much for all of the messages, all of the leaders. Thank you so much for the pastors and the people that work in the churches that make things work for you and your glory, Father. We thank you so much for everything. Thank you for waking us up every day. Thank you so much. We just love you. We appreciate you. You are the Alpha, the Omega. Thank you so much. Thank you, Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah, Jesus. Meditating on Jesus. So beautiful. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. My friends that are suffering, turn to Jesus. Give it all to Him. Give it to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, God. We love you.
The Lord is our helper.
Share this story with you. I just got back from church and I sat down, turned the TV on, just wanted to see what was going on. And the thing that got my attention was there was this little girl and her family, and they were, summertime's hot, everybody's out in the pool running and just having a great time. And somehow, accident that happened, is that the little girl got too much water in her system, in her body, and she started drowning. And they, you know, pulled her out of the pool, and they called 911, and this baby is just laying there lifeless, not moving at all. There was no sign of life in this baby anymore. This baby is a toddler, so around between 6 months to a year and a half, something like that. And this baby is just laying there, and so these guys the police got the call, and they just signed in, and they said we'll go, we're real close, we'll go. And so they went over to the house, and with a toddler, you know, you as far as CPR, you don't use your mouth and hold the head back and the nose thing, you use, you know, two thumbs right on the baby's heart, and you're pumping. You're just pumping with the thumbs. And the baby's laying and pumping. And it's just, and it's just, you know, come on, baby, come on. They just keep pumping and keep pumping. And the baby's lifeless, and it's like, Jesus, my baby. My baby, right? That's your child. You're like, how could I be that irresponsible? My baby is dying. It's dead. I don't, you know, and they're using these two thumbs and they're pumping and they just keep pumping. And then, you know, by the grace of God, you hear the sound of life coming out of this baby. I can't know this baby. I don't know its mother or father, but I know that that's a baby. And that baby was losing her life. It was almost gone. She just got here and was almost out of here before she could even walk. And these guys saved her life by being consistent and just pumping and pumping and pumping. And I mean, you talk about gratitude. I just wanted to hug those guys. Say, thank you so much. Thank you so much for saving her life. She's so little and so fragile. And she's just, I mean, just a brand new baby. And, you know, it's crazy how, you know, as we grow up, our minds learn all these different things about hate and anger and frustration, you know, all these things that are really going the opposite way of love. And then we become monsters. We somehow we get pulled into the darkness because of all the things that we allow in our lives, that we take in. Some of the things are not even things that we are directly asking for. It just so happens to be in the background of whatever, or we're experiencing it through others that may have a really bad problem, or they may be telling us stuff that is not good for us, our minds, and we're hearing and we're believing lies, and we're believing, and then we get to the point where we don't know where to believe, and then we get confused, and before you know it, we're monsters. And that right there is a big problem, because, you know, like I said, I didn't know this baby, but I was crying because I loved the people that were saving her. I loved the baby and the parents. I was so happy for everybody. It was a miracle. It was beautiful. And it was just something, I just out of the blue, I'm watching going, thank you. I wanted to get in there, hug with everybody, and just, you know, and that's the way I want us to be with each other. Let's just get in there, right? Let's just get in there and love each other, because we're confused. Some of my friends are so confused, and sorry for hitting the mic. Some of my friends are so confused about life, and they, some of the things that they say, and just and some of the things, you know, that I believe may be wrong as well. Some of the things that I feel may be wrong as well. Some of the things I do is definitely wrong. You know, when I raise my voice, you know, or if I get angry, I don't want that. But what I really don't want is when we do that to each other. And instead of loving each other, we're hurting each other. Like, why do we choose that? Why do we think that that's okay? You know, what's the deal there? You know, and a lot of times we feel good about it afterwards, and go back and yeah, man, I told them off, I showed them, and you get a drink or something, and you kick back and you feeling all good about yourself, and you think that's good. Why is that good? Why is it good that you told someone off? Why is it good that you hurt somebody? Even if they were wrong, even if they were wrong, we have to figure out a way to love each other despite our differences. We have to figure it out. And you know what? Just trying a little bit, just like, you know, a lot of us are lazy. We don't want to try. We have an attitude, or we'll just snap and be angry and just take that. That's all you get from me today. I had a long week. I'm tired. I don't want to hear it. You know, we do that to our children. Hey, daddy, shut up. Leave me alone. I'm tired. I don't want to hear it. We're cutting off the ones we love, not knowing what exactly it is. It may be something way more important than you think, but you'll never know because you sent them in another direction. You redirected them, you know, and we supposedly raise our kids to come to me if you got a problem. Come to me if you got a problem. And we get disappointed and frustrated when they start going to their friends with all their issues and doing stuff with their friends and stuff, and their friends are more important. Why don't they ever want to go out with me? Why they don't want to hang out with me? Because you're mean. You're not so nice. You're not easy to be around. I understand you work hard and you know you're paying the bills and you're taking care of us and everything, but you still could be loving. And you can have gratitude. You can be grateful that you got a job. You can be grateful that your kids still love you. You can be grateful that you have a wife that cares about you. You know, there's a lot to be grateful for. But you just have to pay attention to that. We all do. None of us are perfect. So, gratitude. That's what it's all about today here on Solar Records Radio. I just want you guys to take that with you. Just take gratitude with you for the rest of the week. Get a little something and put it in your pocket. A little rock, you know, something that stands out that's not normal. Not a quarter, you know, not money, because, you know, you need to, once you feel this thing, whatever it is, and you go, oh, right then, you know, right then and there, I need to have some gratitude. I need to talk to God. It's just a reminder. Once you feel it in your pocket, you go, oh, God, thank you. Thank you so much. Just do that. If you can just do that and just keep on moving, and every time you feel it, thank you, Jesus. Keep on moving. Just keep on. You know, I'm telling you, it's really hard. Sin cannot coexist with Jesus. So the more God you get in you, the sin has to leave. It can't coexist. So please fill up your cup with love, with the love of Christ, and all those sins, the stuff that's inside you that wants to destroy you and tear you apart, like smoking, doing drugs, alcoholism, all that kind of stuff, it'll start to subside slowly, because what happens is that you'll find yourself not wanting to do it, because it just naturally happens. They can't coexist. So fill yourself up with God. And you slowly do it. You can slowly do it. If you don't go to church, that's okay. You don't have to go to church to love God. But it'd be nice that eventually you start to fellowship with other people who love God. It makes it easier. It's like going to working out with other people that want to work out like you. It makes it more fun and more enjoyable. And now you have this community that supports you. And if you're in a situation, you know, hey, what you need? You okay? And now you've opened yourself up to God's children. So slowly, though, I'm just saying slowly, if you could just kind of slowly just keep on, you know, reading your scriptures, you know, listening to some praise shows, preferably on Solar Records Radio, but just no, anywhere. Just get close to God. Allow yourself to get closer to God. Fill yourself up. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. And that's how I feel. Like my cup has runneth over. God has filled me up. And so I could ask for things, but I'm grateful right where I am. I could ask for more things. I could be avaricious, you know, which basically means greedy, right? I could just want more, just get, you know, but I don't feel that way. You know why I don't want to feel that way? Is because God is in me and I don't want to feel that way. I don't feel that. It's just God doesn't allow me to feel that way. He's inside of me and he's letting me know that everything is good. You're okay. I got you. Don't worry about it. You need nothing else. You got me. Have no other God before me. And I don't. So, anyway, guys, we pray right here and now that God just blesses you throughout the rest of this summer. Enjoy your family. As you know, so many people are traveling on the road. I'm going to be on the road as well. And I just pray that you keep God close to you. I pray that you have gratitude more and more and more, that you humble yourself before God, that you bless your children and your wife, your husband, with your gratitude, with your kind heart that's sitting there, just sitting there. Our hearts can be victims of our minds. Don't let your heart be a victim of your mind. Control your mind with your heart, with the Spirit of God. Let God into your heart. Your heart knows where it belongs. It wants to be with Jesus, the Creator. All right, guys. Well, anyway, thank you again for tuning in today. We love you here. And have a blessed rest of your weekend. And just remember, God never loses battles. So trust him, okay? You all take care. Good night, and God bless you.
Cause you never lost a battle. No, you never lost a battle. And I